I'm Gina Roos, Editor-in-Chief of Electronic Products. My guest is Jeff Smoot, Vice President of Engineering at CUI Devices, an electronic components manufacturer of audio, interconnect motion, relays, sensor switches, and thermal management solutions. Today, we will be discussing ultrasonic sensors. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get right to it. Let's get started with a quick overview of the basics. Could you tell us what are ultrasonic sensors and how are they specified? And as part of that, could you tell us a little bit about the differences between specifying ultrasonic receivers and transceivers and ultrasonic transmitters?
Certainly. So an ultrasonic sensor is really a device that, depending on the configuration, sends and receives an ultrasonic chirp. That's anywhere between the range of 23 kilohertz to about 40 kilohertz sends that ultrasonic sound wave. And that can be used in a variety of different applications for object detection, distance detection, in a variety of different applications. And there's three main type of configurations. So one is you have the we have a transmitter, which is essentially a speaker, but it's going to send a ultrasonic pulse. And so we have you can have units that are just transmitters. You can have units that are receivers, and those are used together. And the receiver is essentially a microphone that is going to listen to that chirp. And then there are also devices that put those together, and those are called transceivers, where those are both co-located in the same package. And so, depending on the application, the need, the demands of that particular application or the requirements, that kind of drives you towards one set or the other direction in terms of how they're actually put together. But essentially, you've got something, a mini speaker that sends that ultrasonic pulse out, and then you've got a receiver or like a microphone that is listening to that sound on the other end.
Now, that brings us to specifications. Are there any particular specifications that designers need to consider when selecting the right ultrasonic sensor for their application?
There are definitely a couple key things. So one is the frequency. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, it's usually about a 23 to 40 kilohertz range is what ultrasonic sensors are typically. Lower frequencies are going to be better for longer detectable ranges. So if your detectable range, the object you're going to detect is farther away, you're going to want to go with a lower frequency, so something closer to that 23 kilohertz. And if you're going to something that is closer in, you're going to want to go a higher frequency. So that's one of the key things to look at. Sensors are going to have a blind zone, which is how close they can detect. So you need to pay attention to that to make sure that the sensor you're choosing is going to work within that sensor range that you need. And then other elements such as, you know, IP levels, IP rating that you may need on that, directivity. So kind of what is the beam width? And, you know, is that a narrow beam width? Is it something that goes out to 80, 90 degrees where you're looking at? So those would be the main components, you know, outside of your general, you know, operating voltage, temperature type specifications.
And where would we use ultrasonic sensors? What are the typical applications for these devices?
So definitely used in a wide variety of IoT applications. So certainly one of the biggest ones is just object detection. That can be used anywhere from industrial lines to detect if an object's there as that's moving across the assembly line. You think of something as simple that most of us interact with on a fairly regular basis, of in a bathroom, you've got a paper towel dispenser or a faucet or a soap dispenser. That's oftentimes using a ultrasonic sensor where you're waving your hand in front of that to get that to dispense. But we're also seeing it start to get used in some other applications, such as like building entry on doors, or being able to detect if somebody's in a room. So it can be looking for if somebody's coming into the room, coming out of the room. But we see this all over the place. We're even seeing applications for doing liquid measurement and liquid lever measurements inside big storage containers. So the uses and applications are pretty varied. It's any time that you need either some sort of object detection, knowing if something is there, or you can even go back to the classic ultrasonic. It is the same technology there on ultrasonic is what's used for ultrasonic imaging in medical offices. So it's that same process of sending that high frequency ultrasonic beam and then measuring what bounces back. And for an ultrasonic imaging machine, that you're obviously using that to then create an image of whatever or internal organ you're particularly looking at.
Now, are there, you did mention quite a few application examples. Do you see anything in particular applications emerging now? You did mention IoT. Is that an emerging area for ultrasonic sensors?
Yeah, that is definitely a big emerging area that we're seeing a lot of growth and a lot of innovation from customers for finding unique applications for ultrasonic sensors. As I mentioned, kind of some of that. Object detection or somebody coming into a room, and that can be used for like lighting control or HVAC when somebody is either in the room or out of the room, being able to automate that and have automations to save electricity by either having lights on or off only and HVAC only on or off when somebody is actually occupying the space. So we are certainly seeing a lot of growth and a lot of cool applications of our ultrasonic sensors in that space.
Even though there's quite a bit of varied applications for these devices, what would you say are some of the biggest benefits of ultrasonic sensors in some of these applications?
Yeah. So, some of the benefits of ultrasonic is, it is touchless. You're not having to have any touching of the object, whether that be a person or the if it's on a manufacturing line, the box or the device that's going through there. So it's a completely touchless. It works. It doesn't matter on like if the unit you're detecting is opaque or solid in terms of color. So it doesn't have any restrictions that some other technologies may have on that. So as long as the object is solid and something is going to bounce back off of that. It's going to be pretty varied there. And then in terms of that beam width, you can get that really, really tight to get very specific, or you can make that very, very wide to catch a larger field of detection. So those would be some of the main benefits of the ultrasonic sensors.
Okay, great, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time this today. We appreciate your insights into ultrasonic sensors. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.